Hello, welcome back to Send Him Off. My name
what
is Sam.
That?
I don't know. And my name is Sam, and joining me as always is my ever present and now perplexed podcasting partner. Al, how's it going?
Yeah, it's all right. I jumped in before Q, but I've never heard that one before. No, that was a new one.
I might just start changing them up every week now.
Hello. Good morning, Vietnam, or whatever it was that he said.
Hello.
Right, what is the purpose of this episode today?
Is this like the start of an essay? I'll be writing this essay to explain. The purpose of this episode. So we're nearly the end of the season. I can't believe
we
it.
Are.
It feels like we haven't done anything this season because of the World Cup, because we had a break.
It's been a funny old season.
It has, and I can't wait for a season without the World Cup break next year.
Yeah.
Because
I can't wait for the break, if I'm being honest with you. I think I need a relax from football. Like
I'm looking forward to the summer. I am. Yeah. I think it'll be,
it'll be nice to have like a normal summer.
Yeah, and we'll still be making some content on like TikTok and stuff. So
stay tuned for that, guys.
Stay tuned.
In fact, there'll be some in this video. So, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a little.
If you're listening to this on Spotify, I don't know how we're going to overcome that problem, but don't worry about it.
That we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, title running. Actually, should we start on the bottom of the table? We'll start on the bottom.
Go on. Yeah, we'll have a look to see what the points differences are.
The foot of the table at the minute, Southampton. Pretty dire season.
It's not looking good, bruv. It's not looking good.
Are they 4 points from safety?
They're 4 points off safety, 3 points off 19. Yeah. But then Southampton, at the time of recording, Nottingham Forest took a bit of a big blow today.
They didn't play today, did they?
Yeah, they did. I thought they did.
No, they didn't. Bournemouth played today.
Oh, sorry, Bournemouth. My mistake.
Bournemouth. Yeah, they took. I think West Ham are safe now.
That's fine. Anybody above Leeds, I think they're in the clear.
Yeah,
so at the minute,
I'd
we've
say
got
so.
20th to 16th. We got Southampton.
I'd chuck Bournemouth in there. Because I think on paper, they're weaker than Leicester. Everton. Yeah.
See, the thing is, if I was prepared for this episode, I would have got up the running, I would have got up everybody's fixtures, and I would have said, oh, I fancy these, I fancy that. I've just got a hunch that Leeds and below, that's where the danger is. Any of those teams are in danger.
Leeds play Leicester next week, which is
That'll be a big one. That'll be a big one. That's a six-pointer.
Yeah.
Who do I think is going down? I cannot remember who I said at the beginning of the season was going down. I know it wasn't Everton or Leicester. Do you know, I think I might have said Southampton would have been there.
Yeah,
I think I might have said that.
I think we did.
I think I said Bournemouth as well, if I'm being brutally honest.
I think we said Bournemouth rock bottom, in fairness. So fair play to them at the minute. They are exceeding expectations.
Right.
I think Fulham have really exceeded my expectations. I know that's not towards the bottom at all, but...
I didn't think they'd be as high up as they were this year.
Definitely not.
I really didn't
100%.
Think.
I think I manifested Brentford going down as well, again.
Hasn't happened again. Has not happened.
Next year, though, I will be saying again, I beg Brentford go down.
I beg Brentford go down.
I honestly don't even have that much of a problem with them anymore.
I was going to say, I think you're just holding on to that grudge with Thomas Frank and Conor Roberts.
They're just a little bit like... Meh.
For me... I can see Everton scraping out of it again.
Yeah,
as much as I'd love,
they will.
As much as I'd love an away day at Everton, I'd love an away day up in Goodison Park next year.
That said, I can't see that. Like, I don't think I can see Leicester going down now. They had a good win this weekend against Wolves. You know, if they start winning, it might. If they beat Leeds next week, I think they're home and dry. Leicester.
It's going to depend on the game against Leeds. So we'll see about that one. If they lose to Leeds, I'd say Everton are my favourites for the last place of relegation.
Yeah.
The 18th position.
I wouldn't mind Everton coming down.
Neither would I.
As a fan of the Championship.
Yeah. From a Championship point of view, I think Everton would be quite good. And, you know, they will come straight back up, realistically.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be a bit of a waste of time even bothering for the top spot. But it will be a good away day. So,
yeah,
there we go.
100%. Right. The nitty-gritty at the top.
Yes, the big one.
Arsenal, Man City. So, Arsenal 5 points clear at the minute. Man City 2 games in hand. They play this week, I believe, Wednesday. Am I right? Yep, Wednesday, 26th of April at the Etihad. So, big game. I mean, that doesn't really do it justice. It is the game.
It's the game you've got to watch. I don't know, I wouldn't even want to call it. I think City are favourites to win the game. Oh, well, there we are. I've got the odds for you here, if you'd like them.
Go on.
Manchester City, 8-15.
Nice.
Arsenal, 19-4.
Right. Okay, so City favourites.
And a draw is 100-30.
Okay.
That means nothing to me.
Please anyway, gamble responsibly.
Please, indeed, do gamble responsibly.
When the fun stops...
Stop!
There we are. Stop, I'm so glad you finished stop. That.
Yeah. Emphasise on the stop. But no.
I think the danger is if Arsenal had got a fourth against Southampton and had nicked the win, they'd be going into this, what, was 7 points clear? So even if they lost against City, it's still 4 points. The fact that they are 5 points makes this a must win for Arsenal.
All Arsenal have to do on Wednesday is take a draw.
They have to not lose. If they don't lose, yeah, yeah, 100%. But City are going to be, they're going to be all guns blazing. Do you think they can win the treble? Because I really think they might.
I think the Champions League's well and truly on for them. The Champions League is well and truly on for them. And I think that's, I don't know even if the treble's that important to them. They're going to want to win all the trophies.
Of course it is. The treble is that important. Of course it is. You want to do with three.
Yeah, but I think I'm not saying it's not important, but like, I don't think the treble's at the forefront of his mind. I think he's got the Champions League.
Yeah, the Champions League is
that's where it is. If he wins the treble, that's like, oh, that's nice as well. But he wants the Champions League.
Yeah, I think it's one at a time. You've got to do one at a time.
Yeah,
you've got to, and you can't be talking about a treble until they turned over Real Madrid twice or over two legs.
The Real Madrid game, we said to Finn, the last episode we did.
Well, it'll be next episode.
The next episode we will do. So, there we are, spoiler alert.
Timey-wimey.
Yeah. But if they beat City, if they beat Madrid, sorry, that's it. They've won the Champions League.
Yeah.
And I think Yaya Torre's got something to do with that, with this alleged curse that he's lifted.
There we are.
You're welcome. You go and look that up, everyone.
Superb. Who needs punditry? Who needs punditry when you got this on? Set him off. We went to Swansea yesterday. We asked some of the general public who they thought would win the Premier League.
Before you watch this video, can I just say how difficult it is to try and get people to talk about football?
I didn't think
it'd be this difficult.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of liars around Swansea. All right. Yeah. A lot of, you know, if you're watching this, right, you know exactly who you are. Liars. So yeah, think about it and then come back to me next time when I'm asking you a question. Yeah.
I think you should probably qualify that by, we asked people, are they interested in football?
Yeah.
And the overwhelming majority said
almost everyone said no, when clearly they were. But anyway, play the clip and you'll see the liars.
A lady in a Chelsea shirt said she wasn't interested in football.
I'm sorry, but before you do, this ground me. I spotted her. I went up to her and said, excuse me, madam, are you interested in football? In a brand new, not brand new, but it was this season's Chelsea top. It was this year's Chelsea top. And she goes, no. Like, well, what are you wearing that for then? what's the purpose of wearing that? Because it was a cold day. That's not going to keep you warm.
No, I know.
Anyway, play the tape. I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah, play the tape. Here we go.
All right, so we're here in Swansea. We're just going to be asking people, who do you think is going to win the league? Come with me. All right, we found...
Marcus,
who's going to win the league?
Arsenal.
Confident?
Very confident.
There we go. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate you. Who's going to win the league this year?
I hope Arsenal, but unfortunately, I think City.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Right, who's going to win the league this year?
Probably Man City.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you very much.
City.
Fair enough. City, thank you very much. All right, who's going to win the league this year?
It's got to be Arsenal.
Got to be Arsenal. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. All right, who's going to win the league this year?
Well, what? Gradually slipping out of Arsenal, man.
Yeah? Is it going to be Arsenal or City?
Boy, you know what? I'm a gun now.
Yeah?
But it's gradually slipping, man.
Oh, okay. So you're going for City, are you?
I think so, man.
He's not confident. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Who do you think is going to win the league this year?
Newcastle. That's a rogue one. Appreciate that, though. We'll see. All right, who's going to win the league this year?
Oh, who's in the league? That's the question. Manu.
Manu, okay, fair enough, fair enough. Right, who's going to win the Premier League this year?
City.
City?
Yeah.
Not Arsenal?
No.
Thank you very much. Okay, so who's going to win the league this year?
Which league?
Premier League.
Premier League. City.
City? Yeah. Sure?
Probably, yeah.
Appreciate that, thank you very much.
So there we are. There we are.
Well, there we are. You saw that. Great.
The lovely citizens of Swansea.
We had a tally there. I think the overwhelming majority said City.
They said City. So there we are. There you have it.
Swansea think City will win it.
Yeah. Alex, do you think City?
Well, I won't tell you what Finn thinks. Finn thinks.
Lovely.
Yeah, as a tongue twister.
Who do you think will win it now?
If it's up to me, I think my heart is telling me to say Arsenal. But.
I was waiting for the but there. I just thought you were going to finish the sentence there. But no, your head, the sensible
side of me saying City are going to come and
just,
it's going to come to the last day. But I don't think it's, you know, like we all had the Aguero moment and it was all very exciting and, you know, Manchester United have done all they can, you know, whatever. I don't think it's going to be like that because I think everyone's half expecting City to come and do it anyway.
Yeah, so, definitely. It'll be more like that if Arsenal do it.
Yeah, I think we'll have it'll be more exciting if Arsenal actually do carry on and win the league.
I'm the same as you. My head's saying City. Because I think they'll win on Wednesday. And then I think the other game in hand, I can't see them losing any other game this season. And Arsenal have got, I think they've got Chelsea and they've got some other, you know. I don't know, Chelsea aren't playing well, but, you know.
Can't write them off.
But I want Arsenal to win it. I do. I'd be honest. I've got nothing against City even. I really like watching them. And I like what Pep's done and Haaland's playing brilliantly. And there's no one in that team that I dislike. I just think it would be really nice for Arsenal.
I just want to change. That's all I want. Just one season. I thought City could win it next year. Just let Arsenal have it this year.
Number one for a change. And number two, I really like what Arsenal have done. They've stuck with a manager who... I mean, they were playing really, really poorly at the point last season. They didn't get European football, or they didn't get Champions League last year. And
I think being out of Europe for so long has helped them though this year.
Oh, definitely. Out of the Champions Leagues, they've been in Europa and stuff.
Yeah.
But you look around their team and it's a young side, and you've got like Saka who's come through the academy.
They're only going to get better.
It's a really likable squad. I think there's nobody there who I don't particularly like.
Well, I can think of one or two, but
can you?
Yeah, I can.
Who?
Well, Thomas Partey for one.
Oh, let's not go there. let's not go there. But like I like what they've done there.
It's a great setup there.
Everyone there has sort of bought into the project and kept Mikel Arteta on board, even when things weren't going particularly well. And I think
there was no mutiny there. Nobody turned against each other. Nobody turned against him.
The fans turned against him. Some of them, a portion of them.
Yeah, but mate, it's Arsenal fan. Without wanting to, you know, go into it, some of them have got a bit of a reputation for, you know, because of what they did with Arsene Wenger, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that just goes, you've got to trust him. You know, these people are in charge of a club for a reason. They know what they're doing.
I think in years to come, we might see, even if they get the success now, I'm all about Chelsea, by the way. I think even if Chelsea go on to be very successful in the next couple of seasons, I think we'll see and people will start to recognise that even though Graham Potter didn't have them playing particularly well at this point, if they'd bought into a project like Arsenal have done and built it around him and given him a chance to do it, then it could have flourished. But we'll never know.
That's success for you. Success needs to be immediate.
Yeah. Well, if they don't win the league, where do you think they'll finish next year?
Ooh, Arsenal?
Yeah.
Hard to say, really hard to say, because you know you see it all the time. You know that all the teams around them are going to get stronger. Chelsea probably will have a better season next year. Liverpool certainly will. City they're going to be much better. Yeah. Newcastle are going to be much better. Manchester United are going to.
I think United are going to have a really strong season next year.
So, I wouldn't want to say it's going to, like we said this when Liverpool lost out, when, you know, was it Suarez crying or Gerrard crying or whatever? Gerrard slipped, whichever season that was. And they said, well, you know, if Liverpool are going to do it, they have to do it then. And it was only, you know, luckily for them, a couple of years later, it came. But I don't know, with the money that's being thrown around, with all the new, you know, Newcastle as well, the teams that are being added to the mix as well, potentially shouts to win the league.
Yeah.
It's just going to get more and more crowded. I don't know. I don't know where they'll finish, but summer's going to be very big for them.
Big summer. There we are then. That's, I'm going to give a score. Should we do a score prediction for Wednesday? Oh,
for Wednesday. Do you know what? I'm going to say 2-2.
I'm going 4 goals, but I'm going City 3-1.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think they'll turn them over. I have a feeling. Okay. I don't necessarily want them to, but I think they'll be too strong.
Mine's hopeful, I got to say. Mine is hopeful.
There we are. Well,
but we move.
We move. And so our next episode is very exciting. We've got Finn, who's the producer of the Have a Word podcast, which if you haven't listened to that, is genuinely one of the funniest things you will listen to.
I mean, you probably have listened to it. You've seen it on the TikTok.
Majority
at least.
People have. That is a very exciting one. So stay tuned for that. Follow us on social media for any updates.
Follow on TikTok. Pod.
Yes, follow up TikTok, Send Him Off Podcast.
We're gonna pull our finger up with that.
We are. There's stuff coming.
There is.
So we'll see you soon. Take care.
Ta-ra.